Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's the fourth best sporting event of the year today, according to some schedule release tonight.
Binkley did the first schedule release show ever.
Ever. After a rain delay for 3 hours.
Yes. He's here.
True story.
No, it's
zero lies. All right, it's midnight here on 610 Sports Radio. The Chiefs are going to play. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
It came out 9 hours ago.
We got the slip of paper that was delivered to our email box.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, tomorrow is the day, today, get the schedule of the NFL, people will start making their fall plans. I know we do. I know how it operates. And so there you go.
Boomer has it.
Ooh.
That's right. Where would you have been today at 6:20 in the morning if I didn't tell you there was a leak in the schedule?
Ooh. What do we got?
Thursday Night Football, Week 4.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Seahawks-Cardinals. I mean, where would you have been? Where would your day have gone?
Week 4, so that's the end of September. I got a free Thursday night coming up. I hate the NFC West. That's the division to me that is the most boring.
Rams and Niners don't do it for you?
Not really, no. Yeah. It just doesn't. I thought you said Seattle versus Arizona.
I know. I'm just saying, NFC West.
Yeah, I mean, what were the Niners last year? Like 6-11,
they were
right?
the worst team
yeah,
in
they
the
were
division.
The worst team last
Went
year.
Went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
Two years ago.
And the Rams went to the Super Bowl and won.
I don't know. It's just always, I guess it's when I was working in St. Louis and watching these like NFC West teams roll in, and the Rams were terrible. Like the Rams have never done it for me. I've hated them since Flipper Anderson in 89. I've hated like all of these. Like this just does nothing for me, the NFC West. There's no like, other than really the 49ers, there's not a lot of tradition out there, you know?
When the Seahawks were great and the Niners were great for that little bit, that was fun. But other than that, that's been
Sherman
over
versus,
a decade.
Crabtree.
Like that guy, it was fine. A hot moment, but like the NFC West does not motivate me to do
boring
anything. I got another one for you. Yeah, here we go. Week 8, Thursday Night Football. Oh. Where would you be without Vikings at Chargers?
Like it.
Down with that.
Week 8.
That's a pivotal game. NFC, AFC.
It really is.
Thursday night.
Possible Super Bowl preview is what they'll bill that one as, right? When the Chargers are sitting at week 8, so they will be like 3-4, 4-3, something of that nature,
it's
right?
It's today.
And that one was by NFL Nerd, but then in another tweet, he credited Alex cast on it first.
So that guy from Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, that's right. So that's exactly what we're doing now is crediting everybody with schedule release leaks that we have now on X. Did you find another one?
No, I don't have another one.
Damn. All right.
Every single morning I eat 2 dozen eggs. No one releases schedules like Gaston. No one rumors like Gaston. Best bad guy there ever was. Speaking of good guys, though, Salvador Perez, Bob, what's the solution?
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is. I'm not even really sure.
Is he washed?
I don't think so. I was having a conversation with my buddy Jim, and he's
look out, Jim.
Look out, Jim. But no, he's got like you know he's retired. He's in his 70s. He's seen a lot of baseball and he's got a lot of you know things to say and whatnot all the time about you know ways to solve things and. I don't know, man. Like Salvador Perez right now, he says hit him 7 or 8 in this lineup because he's a big hole in the middle of your lineup. And look, Salvi isn't hitting great right now, right? And we all know that. But again, nobody is hitting great on this team. I just feel like right now, like the city may be starting to kind of turn on Salvi a little bit. And I know he's got one more year, you know, on his contract, and I would never, you know, advocate cutting or getting rid of Salvador Perez or anything like that because we know what a great baseball player he is, and he's going through a little bit of a slump right now. Or maybe he has reached the end of his career. I don't know. We'll know more as the season continues to progress and we get to the end of the season and, you know, a 35-year-old. But he suggests moving him down in the lineup to 7 or 8. But you do that, all of a sudden, Michael Garcia's gone cold, right? It's not like he's out there smacking in runs and doing things like he was a couple of days ago. So I don't know really what the solution is for Salvador Perez. We'll talk to Q coming up at 9 o'clock this morning and we'll ask him a little bit about it. But maybe, you know, maybe Salvi just needs a couple of days off and, you know, with this reunion coming up and whatnot beginning tomorrow and, you know, having all of his former teammates in town and whatnot, maybe give him a couple of days off, hang out with the guys and come back on Monday and kind of see where you are. Cause sometimes a break for a lot of these guys is a good thing. Just a couple of days down to kind of clear your head a little bit, not worry about anything. Go have fun with Haas and the boys and Ned and celebrate the reunion and all the fun that's going to be going on with these guys over the next couple of days in Kansas City and come back on Monday rested and ready to go. And that's what I would try with Salvador Perez right now. I'm not in panic mode with him at all because I think there are bigger fish to fry, you know, than Salvador Perez at this point in time because I still believe he's a veteran player and will find his way. But I understand why fans are frustrated right now. I get it. You're used to Salvi coming up and being that guy. And now all of a sudden he's not. But that's kind of what happens in sports. Eventually that'll happen to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't I mean I would hope that the city doesn't turn. I just think that like as players get older, you have to maybe tamper your expectations of what used to be and what is now.
It's actually chomper your expectations.
Champer. Yeah. But no, I think with Sal, I don't know if hitting 7th or 8th would necessarily be the answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe 4th isn't. Maybe plug him in at 5th and let Michael hit 4th. I mean, I'm Michael 289, still pretty damn good for today's baseball when you look at the average stat. But again, you know, I get it. Your stars have to be stars. And Salvador Perez going into this season is your captain. He's your leader. He's your, you know, your locker room binder. And I think he's just going to be one of those players on this roster that's up and down, streaky, going to have big moments, but he's not going to be 28, 29 home run Sal. Right. I mean, he's got 2 right now in the season, but I also think he's one of those guys that maybe, like you said, he's maybe got a little bit of an annoying hip injury that's kind of lingering along. It's not really giving him the full potential, maybe a day off. But I mean, I don't know past 5th if you do that just because of the potential what his bat still can be. But maybe it is time to see if somebody else could hit, you know, 4th and have somebody behind Vinny who's starting to kind of find his way a little bit more. But now hitting, I think, like 226 or something like that before he was hitting, like, 175. But Sal's a guy that, unfortunately, in your franchises, you ride or die.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Detroit, a team that's just doing everything right, and Javi Baez, right? Resurgence has happened for him. He's had a great season, figured something out, changed a little something, and that's just having a veteran presence on your team. Those guys tend to figure it out. I think Sal will be fine. I just think the days of maybe Sal being up there every time and potentially taking one very, very deep to, you know, give the Royals a big bolt of jolt in their lineup is maybe not there, but maybe Sal is kind of having that same sort of career path that Travis Kelce might have this year. Maybe this is foreshadowing what to be shown that you might go into this a season, the expectation like, oh, this is, you know, Travis Kelce's last year. potentially this is Salvador Perez last year in Kansas City. I don't know. Maybe next year he's here as well. But you can't always go in thinking that your heroes or your legends are always going to put up, in Kelsey's mind, 97, 1,200, and 8. Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez eventually isn't going to be able to put up 260, 29, and 97.
Right.
Maybe this year Salvador Perez's role is to hit 250, 20, and 75. And that's not a normal Salvador Perez career, but that's what Salvador Perez is going to hit in the middle ages of his 40s. Travis Kelce this year might go out there and have, what, 75, 850, and 4 touchdowns. And, yeah, that's not Travis Kelce of Travis Kelce, but that's what Travis Kelce's role is at his age, at his point now in his career. Yeah. So whatever Sal was may not be there, but Salvador Perez still could be a very valuable piece in your lineup, especially one where you don't really have a lot of options.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, how many good pitches is Salvador Perez going to get right now in a lineup?
Well, they're just going to throw sliders away.
Yeah. And so when nobody's hitting in a lineup and you have a couple of guys that are legitimate bats, right, they're going to try to go out there and do too much. And I think there may be a little bit of that as well. Salvi kind of looks around and goes, all right, nobody's getting anything done. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try to play. They always call it like play with inside yourself or outside yourself. And I think Salvi's kind of doing one of those things. I don't want to use the term hero ball, but that's kind of what it is like, you know, in football where guys are trying to play hero ball out there, or even in basketball, you know, you're playing hero ball out there. But I think with Salvador Perez, maybe he's trying to do too much because everybody else around him isn't doing much, you know? And so if everybody else starts to produce and all of a sudden Vinny's a legit bat, Mikel Garcia becomes a legit bat, Renfro, and you just go down the line of guys. Yeah, I'm just throwing everybody out there. If everybody else is doing their job, then they're not going to be able to just kind of pitch around Salvi, or Salvi's not going to have to go up there and just chase bad pitches in order to try to get a hit to drive in runs. And so if everybody else gets their job done, it will make Salvador Perez's job a lot easier. And I know that's not the answer that anybody wants to hear, but Travis Kelce will be good when the receivers are good and they're taking all that pressure off of Travis Kelce. I mean, that's kind of way sports works, right? You're a benefit of the surroundings or a hindrance to the surroundings around you. And right now, the surroundings around Salvador Perez aren't that great right now, but he's the guy that we expect to do good, and the expectation is higher for Salvador Perez. But I think some of his struggles has to do with everybody else in the lineup struggling right now, and hopefully all of that starts to turn. But again, we're getting now into the middle of May, right? It's the 14th of May. Tomorrow's officially the midpoint of the month of May, and you've got a good 7 weeks of the season in. It's time for everybody else to start heating up as well. And I hope it comes with Salvador Perez, but I don't know, batting him down in the lineup, I don't know how much of a difference that necessarily makes. It seems like a baseball cliche. Either you're playing good baseball or you're not. I've never understood what move him down in the lineup and that will make him a better player. They've tried that for years in baseball. I don't know. I don't know if that really works.
So last night we were kind of talking throughout the evening, and then I saw a tweet from Clubhouse Convo. They put some stuff up there from the Royals, and they kind of have a unbiased opinion. It's good stuff if you like, you know, seeing things that maybe you don't see every day of, well, this guy is going to do this and this guy's doing great here. They said, I would be shocked if Hunter Renfro isn't DFA'd before Friday's game. Shocked is what they said. I think it's finally coming. You're going to be in a tight playoff race all year. We're past the 25% mark, and you have to win the marginal games. You can't keep playing him, and I don't think that they will, is what they say about the Royals on the tweet. And I think part of that, and again, I want to be very clear, I don't think that Caglione is going to go from Double A to the pros. I don't think so. But if Hunter Renfro is DFA'd, there's money that John Sherman could spend, right? Mm. We want him to go out there and spend money on a bat. You could spend money on losing a bat in an addition by a subtraction, because again, that was a buzzkill last night of a double play. It was absolutely a buzzkill. It was a rally killer. They got a run. They had nobody out, first and second, double play, two outs, next guy out, Jonathan Dia next inning, base hit, then Bobby's up. So maybe you take the loss, own it. They did it with, what's his name, Max guy, Hunter Dozier, a few years ago.
Right.
And it was, they paid Dozier a lot of money. It didn't work out. It was a detriment to the lineup. It was a hole. You got to get rid of it, because then you're also thinking, okay, this guy's got an off day, so I guess we'll play Renfro. But if Hunter Renfro is DFA, that means somebody from AAA is moving up. That's just the way I think that rolls. It's not going to be in Jay Melendez.
No. Nope.
But there are other guys down there, and like, I think his name is Reeve. You've got other players as well that could come up for this team. Then that would move spots to AAA. And where I think Caglione gets his spot, to go off Bob's theory of what his people have said to him, that there's not a lot of bats out there, I don't think it's necessarily a wrong fan's mindset to have that you're ready to see Cags move up to AAA. Because again, his numbers, 320, 392, 578, 979 home runs, 37 RBI in Double A. It's Vern said it Monday. It looks like that level is no longer a level of learning. It just seems like it's, hey, I'm doing what I want. I played five straight games in right field. I've not made an error. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. It's time. If he moves to AAA, that's when we get the Cags watch to officially start rolling. Because if there are not bats out there, and he does provide something in AAA that is unnoticeable that you have to see, then you get to mid-July, August, hell, latest September, and your bat is there. Now, if there's nothing available and you don't want to give up anything because you value your pitching assets, because we said yesterday, or I guess I can say I said yesterday, this is a pitching staff that can win you a World Series. There's no doubt in my mind. If you throw Reagan's Lugo Bubich out there every single night,
you that for months
I would take that in a heartbeat. And if Cags does get promoted to AAA by the end of this week, which I believe will happen, I really do think that will happen.
I don't know that it is.
Okay. Going on the theory that they do DFA Renfro, they would move him up to AAA. And if he rakes in AAA, then it cannot be ignored, and you've got to give the man his flowers, because if there is not anything out there worth a darn to go get, and you have a guy that's clearly proven every step he's supposed to do, at some point, you have to promote that guy. And who's to say? You know, did you see Mahomes working out the way Mahomes was going to work out? Did you see Bobby being the superstar that Bobby was? Maybe, just maybe, there's a chance you do have a generational talent like a Jack Caglione. That could be, what would you take, Adam Dunn for his career in Kansas City?
You take that,
a guy that hits 260, blasts 40 home runs, has 120 RBI. Hit him fourth, hit Sal fifth. Take that pressure off Sal, take that pressure off Vinny.
Smash.
All of a sudden, everybody sits back and goes, what time are we playing tonight?
Yeah, I hate to be that wet blanket out of your parade, but I don't think they view Cags the way we view Cags inside the organization. And I'm just speaking from conversations that I've had with people in the organization, around the organization, and around Major League Baseball. I don't think they're in any rush to get this guy out of Double A and get him up to Triple A. Now, I could be reading the tea leaves completely wrong on that, but I think when you talk to people about Jack Caglione, they say, yeah, the numbers are there, but you know what? The numbers were there for MJ in Double A too. So I think there's a little bit of trepidation, not just from the production standpoint. Is he doing the things that they need him to do off the field to be able to be promoted to AAA? Is he making the adjustments? Is he doing the studying? Is he doing all that little stuff that for whatever reason baseball people look at and we're not privy to, right? We don't know what the conversations are like. We don't know what they're asking Jack Caglione to do. We see the results and they're beautiful, but I don't know if the organization views what he's doing at AA the way that we do. And they shouldn't, I don't think. You know, they've got their stuff and they got to do their thing baseball wise and whatnot. And while he's putting up the numbers, I'm sure there's some people inside that front office that are looking around going, all right, we need you to do this better. We need you to have this approach. We need you to do that better. We need you to do this better before you're ready to move to Double A or to Triple A. And they're looking at it from, they want to be absolutely sure that this guy is ready to go before they move him up. They're not going to rush Jack Caglione up because of Hunter Renfro or because of Salvi or anything that's going on at the big league level. They're going to approach this guy, Jack Caglione, when they believe he's ready, he will be moved up and it will not be dictated kind of by what's going on at the big league club. And so if you want to get rid of Hunter Renfro, I'm all for that. Fine. Eat the salary, move on from Hunter Renfro. How you backfill that, that'll be the interesting one to see what they do. Because I'm with you. I don't think MJ Melendez, and I said this earlier, I don't think he ever sees a day again in Kansas City as a member of the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, and just to, you know, pick apart the theory that you had, if you do DFA Renfro, that opens up a spot, which means somebody has to move up to AAA. Which means somebody would have to move up from Double A, and there's no secret that Gavin Cross and Jack Caglione and those guys, Carter Jensen as well, are in the fold to be the next ones promoted. Because you look at those numbers on the board, that's 33 games. That I don't know what you move him to right randomly, and he's played flawless. And I think the difference between he and MJ, personality wise, from actually like meeting the guy. The dude is...
And there's something to be said for that.
And I will say that, and I know it's very fortunate of the job that I have, but being able to sit in a dugout with him and talk to him and see his personality and have the point of where, like, he's literally not wanting me, Gold, and Cody, and Drew to leave. Like, those are four of the most annoying people in the world, and he doesn't want to go do work. We're like, dude, you got to go, like, warm up for this game tonight. Home run, I don't slip to the crowd. I think his personality is ready for this sort of stuff. 22, played in the SEC, played at Florida, good kid. I think he's ready to see what he can do in the next level. Again, I don't think he's going to be major league right away, but again, they also say Double A is the real minor leagues. Like, that's where the real players get their test, because Triple A is, you know, the Clayton Kershaws of the world that go get a spot start. And it's like, yeah, he's 40. He's just trying to get, you know, back into the swing of things. But
that's, they'll tell you that. And then they'll say, well, actually, Triple A is where you see the real major league pitchers that are like, it just depends on what spin you want to put on it, what they'll tell you, you know, about the minor leagues and which one matters. And I don't know about roster, you know, building in the minor league. I don't know if somebody leaves a minor league roster, you have to replace somebody. I don't know if there's limits on rosters in the minor league. I really don't. I have no idea, you know, what the rules are. Just because somebody moves off doesn't mean somebody technically has to move up. I mean, I don't know. It could be, you know, you have to, but I don't think you have to do anything.
I just dream of a day where you have Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second and Jack Caglione hitting third.
26. Yeah.
So when you say they don't view him the way that we do, you're not speaking to the ceiling, the potential, the talent.
I'm viewing,
you're
like right now,
the process.
The readiness.
Yes.
The readiness.
Like,
and the process
to get him
there. We look at
the
numbers, we see the big home runs and all that kind of stuff. We think, wow, this guy's ready. They look at it from a different perspective, and they go, okay, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of baseball excuses, as we like to coin them. But that's the world in which we live, right? It's not our ability to just start calling guys up. They have to feel that he's ready to be called up. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Again, I don't know the answer to those questions. We'll see when he is called up, if he's ready to be called up. But they want to make sure that they don't miss a beat with this guy. They're very much treating it like, and I just saw Patrick on TV, just like that year. Mm-hmm. We're ready for Patrick. We're ready for Patrick. And you had Andy go, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Chill. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Could have put him in a playoff game. We're not going to do that. We're not going to disrupt this guy's development for the benefit of one game or one season or something like that. Because when you do that, then you end up out over your skis and you end up chasing yourselves and it becomes a bad situation. And then you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And so they want to just make sure, from whatever baseball reasons they have, that it's right to move him up to AAA. And then when he's there and has that success, then when it's time to move him up, you know, to the big league club. So long of the story is, you know, these guys at the big league club, they got to start producing, because there's not a lot of reinforcements coming right now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
A special one at that, because it is the rumor has it day going to bed, because all the schedule release. Yesterday we had the topic, and it was on every single show that you listen to on this wonderful station we call 96.5 The Fan. Chiefs are going to play Christmas night, Thursday night football, against them Broncos, against them donkeys of Denver. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Christmas? Yes or no? You can answer that question on the Fan's Twitter page or X page on Fesco, or the Fesco and Dusty show or whatever, the Fesco and Dusty poll. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Christmas?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Christmas. Again, yes or no?
Any early results on that poll, Mac?
Oh, over 50 votes in, just real quick. We've got 53% saying yes, that they do like it.
Okay.
So close. 53 to 46. Votes. Yeah.
About 26 people say yes, and about 24
say no.
Pretty much so far. That's where we're at.
We'll keep that all.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.